Margaret needs to say, okay, so.
It sounds like it's May 2nd today.
Oh, a new beginning.
Okay, it's May 2nd today. And I'm going to start over, because the ticket is...
Because I'm what? Because you're slamming on the table and spiking the table?
Okay. It's May 2nd.
Okay, so.
18. We just finished watching SEAL Team. Episode 20 of season 1. There's only 2 more episodes left after this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's really ramping up.
Yeah, that was quite the episode.
That was a ramp.
Yeah.
I think they're, like, using up some of their budget.
Yeah, and I think they're setting up, like, a great 2-episode finale.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll end with that. But it'll be. I'm looking forward to the next 2. I enjoyed this one, although I think it started really slow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it started with a planning scene.
Anyway, we can talk about it.
I think I used the words boring, like, a few times in my notes for the first half of the show.
Boring!
First, we need to know, how did episode 19 do in the ratings?
Well, okay. So, I'm a little disappointed in the SEAL Team fan base. Like, an esteemed veteran Canadian, Gemini-winning director only got 0.8% of all TVs.
Ooh.
And 3% of active TVs. The views were still pretty standard, 6.24, so I guess just lots of people were watching TV, I don't know. But
maybe because the weather's getting better, stay inside and watch TV.
Anyway, there were like Jawas, there was a Western bar scene, there were barrel fires, Mandy proved that she was more than just an attractive American female, and the dude with the crazy stare. Like, it was all in there, but no love. This week's episode, Enemy of My Enemy, is directed by Larry Tung. So, Larry is also the nephew of famous Chinese actress Lydia Sung and fashion designer Alfred Sung. Last seen in the episode with Clay's daddy. So that was a long time ago. Larry Tung directed that. A little like heads up, Larry directs the last episode.
Oh.
But enough about Larry. This shit is big. Next week episode is sure to be the best episode that could ever be. And why? We've got none other than Jay in the director's chair.
Oh, what?
David Berezmaz' SEAL Team directorial debut. And, surprisingly, he's no greenhorn because he's directed Bones, The Finder, and Angel, but he's won no Emmys. But yeah, he's done a lot of Bones directing, and he was also in Bones, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, apparently that was...
It went on forever, yeah.
Because apparently you're spinning around, and apparently every time you get dizzy...
That was a huge show.
I thought Bones was about, like, some guy that wasn't Berezmaz.
I'm looking forward to seeing if there's, like, an increase in the number of scenes of Jay and, like, long takes of him, like, darting his eyes around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so this episode, you guys, it starts with the planning scene.
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And Judd is chewing on something, but I think nothing.
I understand that you're still in touch with his wife and child. Particularly attractive Western females.
Big problem, Big Chief. That's not racist to me. How about you?
I wrote down bold choice for an intro with a planning scene.
Just like some recordings of the audio between Mandy and the brother.
That's like when I think it was the Beatles opened up with a chorus and people were like, what?
Okay, they still think that this whole thing was over a burned poppy field, even though, obviously,
yeah, There's more to it than that.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. There seems to be like a triple cross going on.
Mm-hmm. But yep. I thought it was cute when Draper said, sneak in with you guys.
I'm going to just call the whole thing off.
Actually, I was thinking in that case, I just have to sneak in with you guys.
That was, it was pretty cute.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
It was right at the very last, I have the exact thing in quotes, and like, she made this weird, creepy smile.
Yeah.
She has like.
I was hoping that she was going to like go on mission with them.
Yeah.
But then she did.
But instead, there was something much lamer than that.
Yeah.
When the planning scene was happening, I felt it was like echoing the bin Laden grab, that they were going to like ask for permission for an incursion into Pakistan to nab a Terry. But it didn't really play out too much like the bin Laden grab.
Mm.
But the helicopter did go down. I don't know. There was echoes of it.
Spoiler alert.
Okay. If you haven't watched episode 20, you might not want to listen to this entire podcast. Unless you like spoilers.
Or alerts.
Mm-hmm. So next scene.
Dan might be dead.
Carl's talking with Stella, or looking at a video of Stella.
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously setting up
you missed
trucks and Danny, but we missed the barrel fire scene where Trucks comes in and she's all like, says something, and Dog Guy was sitting there, and I thought she was totally going to get in a conversation with Dog Guy, but it turned out that Sonny was sitting at the fire, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she asked... Sunny to look after Danny.
Cro-Mag, yeah.
It seems like Danny has some mental health issues and probably is depressed, and...
You would too if you looked like that.
Well, and he's got injuries and whatnot, so... She seems to be a bit worried about him. Clay's girlfriend, they're making her to be kind of annoying.
I think they're setting up that both of their relationships are failing and that they can bone later because of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally setting up Davis and Clay.
Yep.
Yeah, they chit-chat a bit about that. And then, I guess, I don't know if... And then the next scene is Zeon Tactical, right?
Yep.
So, did we know the name of this company beforehand? Because, I guess, like, maybe I just clued into it now, but Zeon Tactical... So they call it Zeon, not Xenon, but Blackwater rebranded to XE.
Yeah.
Which, you know, okay. X... Capital X, lowercase e, yeah. Like, symbol for Xenon. I don't know if this is, like...
It's absolutely Blackwater.
Well, I know it is, but, like, the name plays upon the Blackwater name. Or, they're not XE anymore. They've rebranded yet again.
She mentions Blackwater in the scene, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, does she?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Jay finally tells her, and she brushes it off.
She's very, like, who cares?
What?
Actually, this is the theme for the whole episode, is the brush-off.
Yeah.
It's one brush-off after another.
Yeah. And just like, come on, you guys.
Oh, yeah. And is it Cutter or Cotter?
The
I don't know.
Cutter. The British guy.
I think it's
British
Cutter.
Up so Cutter.
Oh, yeah,
much.
He's some rich British
guy. Like, when he's
like, hey, you want to dram? Cheerio,
yeah, he's
boy.
So awful. He's so awful. But we're skipping ahead.
Are we?
Well, we're skipping over the fact that Jay was very casual in the scene with Draper, and Draper was wearing a very nice white sweater. So Jalalabad is a little cold these days.
Hmm.
I did not notice the wardrobe, but then that is your strong suit. So she goes out to meet with this guy, just with, like, no security, seemingly?
Yeah.
Just a driver?
I guess so. You know, she's
yeah,
trying to
dumb.
Be low-key, I guess.
Yeah, and then she gets kidnapped. Then, meanwhile, Jay is talking with a rich British guy.
But, so she gets kidnapped, but she also talks to him for
a
while.
That's after.
They do cut scenes, like...
Yeah, we don't know who kidnaps her at first.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And then
is that where Jay's talking with the Blackwater guy?
Yes. He's very British.
Yeah.
He's very clearly rich.
Yeah, but he's got an American flag in a triangle on his stand, which I thought was kind of, like, out of character. Shouldn't it be a British flag?
But he's on the American military base?
Yeah.
I guess, but he's an ex-British commando. It would be like Jay having a big British flag on his chest.
But Jay isn't embedded with the British military right now.
But they're private contractors. He might be embedded.
Maybe he's just, you know, maybe he's just trying to, like, show his colors.
His true colors?
Show, like, to, like, support their colors, you know?
I guess it was, like, it was nicely framed triangle, like, American flag in a triangle. It actually looked like the kind of flag that you maybe get after someone gets killed.
So maybe he, like, maybe he saved some American, and then some American mother gave him the flag that was given to her.
Yes, and maybe she gave it to him while they went out for a beautiful pasta dinner.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Maybe he ordered meatballs.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You could use those in Fallout to get some cotton.
What, meatballs?
No, the trifold flags.
Oh, I see. Yeah, break them down. The crafting system in Fallout was such a drag.
Well, I love crafting.
Okay.
Speaking of wastelands, let's get back to SEAL Team.
Davis is willing to cover for Rachel.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, what kind of bullshit was that?
I feel like skipping over the, like, some of the stuff in the last scene, you know?
It was the British guy?
Yeah.
Oh, just that he's, like, talking about how much he loves money and all that?
And he's a good CEO. And he's a good CEO, but, like, you know. He would totally.
But
he also,
how devious he seems. Like, he's obviously covering it up, right?
I don't think so. He's like, yo, Amy might be the one that's lying to you, and that's totally true. I think Amy is the greasy one here.
Yeah. No, Greasy Beard's the greasy one.
I think it could be either one.
Although he wasn't very greasy this time around.
I think it could be either one at this point. I think they're...
there were some good greasy shots.
No, his hair's not greasy. It's all dried out.
Yeah, he just looks plump. He's, like, sitting on his seat like a little fat bastard.
But I think his hair is getting damaged by the desert climate, and it's not greasing out.
He's using too much shampoo.
Hide it tight, itchy, dry scalp. Not dandruff, but dry scalp. Now I can have beautiful hair without dry scalp worries. Help wipe out dry scalp.
But getting back to the scene, I think at least, like, the character Jay, like, when the guy tells him that, he buys it and he's just like, of course Amy's lying to me, and he storms out of there all pissed off that Amy lied to him and that he got taken. But he believes the British guy.
He believes everyone.
Yeah, but I don't believe the British guy. Do you believe the British guy?
I believe the British guy.
I only believe that this show is pretty obvious with its tells. So Jay's reaction makes me believe that Jay believes the British guy at this point. And going back and I think it's probably going to be her, just narratively.
British guy laid down the evidence. Like, British guy was like, oh, here, check this shit out, the Chinese, blah, blah, blah. And so Jay's look at all this evidence. And then Jay even mentions the evidence later on in the episode. He's like, yeah, well, he showed me everything. And it's like, yeah, but you didn't look at it, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it seems like he's being played. It seems like Jay is being played by the British.
Well, I know, but, like, that's because it's shitty writing.
Maybe.
But, like, yeah, the guy threw down a folder in front of him, and Jay's like, that's good evidence. I'm going to tell everyone about this.
Yeah, I guess I just kind of assume that, like, I feel like Jay's an idiot, but I guess the show doesn't, right?
The show thinks he's, like, brilliant. Yeah. He's a brilliant tactician.
Yeah.
But he looks such a dumb
one. All right.
Yeah, but... Okay. But he seemed convinced when he left, and he seems to be kind of, like, on the warpath on Amy now.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. So, yeah, then he goes to see Tony Trucks about it.
And guess what happens?
She brushes him off?
Jay puts on a camo jacket for when he talks to Trucks, and before, he just had his cashmere.
So in between visiting Cutter... put on a jacket, a camo jacket.
He took off his like sweater or whatever and went to see Tony in a camo. He's got to look professional.
Yeah, she relates to that.
She was wearing camo too.
Yeah, he does a lot of wardrobe changes, doesn't he?
Yeah, oh, there's one thing that the guy said, the Blackwater guy said, and like now that he is I think the show maybe vindicated him as a good guy. We'll see. We'll find out in the end. But like right now, I think he's supposed to just be like, just a mercenary making a living. But what he says is that the minerals are there for people who have eyes to see it and the means to take it.
Well, take as long as you like, because I was just cozying in to my afternoon dram. But what you've just learned from that is how immensely giving it could be. The place is a virtual gold mine for those who've got the eyes to see it and the means to take it.
And Jay's like, that makes sense. But basically he's saying just like, if we can rob them at gunpoint, we should. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what that statement is. And like, the show just kind of nods approvingly.
I feel like they're making him look like a piece of shit.
Well, yeah, but no, but I think, like, I think he's a piece of shit, but I think it's portrayed in, like, a good light.
Everyone in this show is a piece of shit, though. Like, this episode is shocking in the revelations of everyone just being horrible. Like, everyone is horrible. Trucks is horrible.
Everyone's horrible.
Judd isn't horrible.
No, Judd isn't horrible.
Oh, Judd is totally great. One. We love you, Judd.
Yeah, Team Judd.
He's so sweet and innocent.
Yeah, he loves chewing on things that aren't actually in his mouth.
Okay, so we already talked about how Davis is willing to cover for Ray.
We broached it.
She's really willing to lose the tape. Ray's like, don't do that because then you'll get in trouble.
No.
I'm gonna own up.
Yeah, he has this kind of like very... So that I thought this show was schizophrenic and it's kind of like tone with Ray and what was going on was very confused. But yeah, right there, he was very righteous and it's kind of like, I'm going to own up to it and I need to take the consequences for my actions.
He did last episode, though. When he was talking to his wife, he was saying the same thing.
Yeah,
sure.
And his wife was like, don't do it.
Yeah.
But as this episode goes on, I got more to say about it because it's like all over the map as far as like motivation, character, and like what the hell's going on.
No, I think he's fairly consistent.
Nope.
He feels a lot of guilt.
Well, then why does he deploy again?
Yeah, he says he's going to go talk to Jay, and then he doesn't mention it to Jay, and they go into a crazy sitch.
With a bunch of school children around.
But it was funny.
And he can't wait to
fight. And Ray's just like, get out of the way! You kids, get out! Get out of the way, kids! I don't want to kill you again!
Okay. So, yeah, totally. But there's multiple moments where it's just like, okay, is he sorry or isn't he sorry? Like, or is he just trying to get away with it? But at moments, it seems like he's genuinely remorseful and concerned. Mm-hmm. And then at other moments, he's just like, all right, let's go, let's do this.
I think they're just
got to go to work.
I think they're just saying enough with this storyline. They're just like ending it, and Ray's gonna go back to work.
No, they're not ending it because the reporter's gonna write it.
Yeah. The reporter. I forgot about the reporter.
So Trucks basically says Trucks is a psycho now. Who's just like, hey, I won't tell if you don't tell. Wink, wink.
That shoulder that you heard that night in Yemen. And you deployed anyway? Well, I just want you to know that footage will never see the light of day.
And then Ray's like, nope, that wouldn't be proper.
Right.
We show them the tape. So that's where that ends.
Uh-huh. So Mandy is with this brother who kidnapped her. He convinces her to go, like, do this attack on his brother.
Yeah, and she's just like Jay.
But both, like, Sunny and Clay are like, that doesn't sound right. Like, why are we doing this?
It's
obviously a setup. Like...
And when she's talking to him, she is so whimpery. She's like, what's going on? Like, my driver.
She just got back from... Oh, she was kidnapped.
Yeah, but, and they're having tea.
Yeah.
But if that was Carrie, she would be like, what are you doing, motherfucker? I'm fucking CIA.
No, Carrie would be like, hey, I'll do anything if you let me go. If you let me see my driver, I'll do anything.
I'll have your ginger baby.
Carrie did Carrie was like more of a field officer though.
I don't know what she was actually. Her role in that show seems to be like half like manager.
It's all over the place, but I think she started as like the badass field officer. But anyway,
great episode. Oh my god, it was good.
Donald Draper.
God, I wish we were watching Homeland.
Yeah, I love Homeland. I hate SEAL Team, and I love Homeland, and I know they're the same thing, but Homeland is so much smarter, just way better constructed.
Well, yeah, it's a little more like.
It's just like one thing follows another, and then like the story plays out, and even though it's like pernicious and evil and like stupid, at least it's fun to watch, and this is such a slog. But yeah. So Donald Draper's wife gets picked up after she's released, mm-hmm. and this is my favorite part of the episode. When she comes back and she's like in shock and being like, I was totally captured. Jay comes over and gives her a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
That fixes everything.
He's like, here you go, have some coffee.
Excuse me. I happened to be passing and I thought you might like some coffee.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you. Well, won't you sit down?
Thank you. Cream?
No, thank you. I take it black. Like my man.
Yeah. Solidifying the coffee moment that the two of them must have in every episode.
Yeah, a lot of coffee.
They're definitely building a thing with those two.
And coffee. Those two and coffee.
And so then they all agree to go on this stupid ass mission.
Right.
Which, that's that. Ray then goes to meet with this investigation officer, CID or whatever. And he totally owns up,
mm-hmm.
and of course, they don't want to know, because they don't want
it. And I thought that was, like, an interesting thing, and, like, I'm just like, oh, this is interesting. Like, so he's, like, really conflicted, and no one gives a shit, and that's going to be part of the storyline. Like, okay, that's actually, like, an interesting human story, but then they just completely shit all over that.
For now.
Yeah. Not for now, like... No, it doesn't matter.
No, Ray's got to be an operator. Like, he's trained to do these things, and so if they got to go on mission, he's going to go on mission, and then after that, he'll feel bad. Like, it's not like his...
It's not his call to make. No, he's a liability. He's going on mission, and he's a liability for all his teammates and for a bunch of school children in the bus.
Yeah, like, well, maybe insane. He did enough drugs to get the shoulder under control.
No. Well,
maybe.
No, it's vanity and it's money driven. Like, the reason he's in this mess is because he wanted some beautiful, like, lamps, like solar powered lamps for his suburban dwelling. So he deployed and he killed a child because of his negligence, and now he's doing the same negligence all over again. So it's not like he learned anything or he's really that sorry.
Yeah, his last thing was that he's got to go tell Jay, but that's a future scene. But anyway, he never does tell Jay.
Not at this point. He deploys. He chooses to go out and put everyone at risk again with his fucked up shoulder.
But really, $5,000. $5,000 for a dead baby. That's pretty cheap.
I mean, like, it wasn't a baby. It was, like, 8 or something.
I think it's a fair amount of money, probably.
So, you know, they depreciate quick. Yeah. I think it's, like, exponential depreciation.
Okay.
So, wait, when he says, right at the end, the CID officer says, Ray is unhappy, and he's all like, whoa, aren't you going to do anything about this? And the guy's just like, fortunes of war.
Right.
Is that an odd statement? Like, does that make sense?
Fortunes.
Yeah.
What is it mean?
Because it's law. It's just like, it means like laws don't matter.
It's like the spoils of war. Like, we don't have to deal with this shit.
Well, sort of. It's just like, and there's a scene, maybe in one of the planning scenes we went over, it's coming up, but Beardo says something like, oh yeah, they want to maybe a drone strike.
The kill
the
TV.
Yeah, the kill TV. And then Beardo's like, oh no, we're not going to risk collateral damage. And everyone's like, no, of course not. We can't possibly do that.
So, like, worst episode like, ever of Kill TV.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, the irony. But then, yeah, Fortunes of War, I thought it was strange, and but the guy was just like, "That's it is what it is." Like, yeah. But I don't quite get
yeah,
the.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly, analogy. Because like he admitted to being negligent.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, another guy admits that he doesn't want to know, basically.
Well, the other guy admits that he's got a bad shoulder, too.
Yeah.
Shit just happens.
He's like, I shouldn't be writing this down because I could get injured.
Yeah.
So, next scene, Clay. And Davis.
Oh, he Spence needs yeah. some batteries.
Look, they need someone who shares the same life.
Yeah, they
awkward.
Do.
Yeah.
I don't really feel it between those two actors. Like, no. I don't. It's not super believable because they're so like bashful or something.
I don't know. I just think they're yeah no good. I agree. There's not good chemistry there. Like, I think good chemistry between Trucks and Sonny.
Like,
yeah, but they're just buds.
Though.
Yeah,
well, that's how they're written, but they could be totally, like, an interesting couple.
Yeah. Yeah, Clay's too much of a pussy for her.
No, Clay has no personality. What is Clay's character? Describe it to me outside the fact
he's
that
he's, like, I think that they want him to be an intelligent, sensitive
how?
Man.
How did they show that?
Because he calls all the plays.
Is educated.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
You know
he was in the beginning of, like, three episodes ago. He was, like, calling all the plays.
And in the Russia episode, he totally calls some shit.
Well, it's not a matter... That's not character, like...
No, but
okay, so like,
that's
Sonny,
how they're
Sonny,
showing intelligence.
And he's attractive.
Sonny's a joker. That's not character. So Sonny's a joker. He's a bit of a loose cannon.
And Clay's a college quarterback.
No, that's just kind of like window dressing. He doesn't have a personality.
Well, Joker like, and college quarterback, I believe, are similar descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
No, Joker is kind of like he jokes a lot. Mm-hmm. He makes light of things. He's
college
he's
quarterback person. Makes the call. He's intelligent and he tells
he
the team what
the
to
call.
Do.
Jay makes the call. That's
Spence
Jay.
Spence makes the call quite a lot.
Spence
no, he doesn't.
Gives good ideas.
No, he doesn't. As
okay.
much as Sonny.
So then let's move on. Mandy is talking with a reporter whose name is Paul.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, interesting.
And Mandy believes that her job is to take down really bad people. Mm-hmm. And that she's been successful in doing that. And he wants his integrity back. And to get it back, he's going to write a story about how Ray killed a child.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that scene. Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Drone jockey.
Drone jockey in Nevada.
Is going to get to kill our guy.
After but, circling around for 14 hours.
But they kind of kill it right away instead of, they don't even take it 14 hours. They're
yeah.
just like, now. So, time to.
In this scene, when they're talking about the drone, they're like really upset that they don't get to kill him.
Yeah, but there's actually, like, a funny thing here with Sonny, and it's when Donald Draper's wife goes to announce that, like, the mission has been scrubbed. Before she gets a chance to, like, finish her line, Sonny raises his fist and is about to come down in disappointment preemptively, like, preemptively before her line is spoken, and he pulls back, and then she delivers the line, and then he awkwardly throws his arm down in disappointment.
You think that the actor's...
Yeah, the actor just kind of like... Well, it just missed his, like, moment, but it was pretty funny.
There was actually a funny thing that Sonny said later on, but I'll get to that later. Which was actually, like, a funny line.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Actually a funny line from Sonny.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
So...
What a character!
Mandy and Jay are talking a bit more about Xenon or whatever, and it's so apparent that if there's more to this than, like, the fields being burned and this guy calling a hit. Like, meanwhile, they're still going... Jay knows there's something more.
Yeah, he mentions...
But
yeah.
he's still going gung-ho after this one dude. And it's like, obviously that's... I don't know, whatever. So, yeah, they're gonna go...
And Adam, what kind of hoodie is Jay wearing?
He's wearing a Flyers hoodie. But... I gotta say that Blackburn had a pretty kind of little lame thing when he comes out. He's like, in case anyone's interested, the drone attack's about to happen.
We're gonna kill a dude. Who wants to see us kill a dude?
Well, I would like to think that that has to do with the writers and not with Judd.
That's not Judd.
No. That's Blackburn. That's not Judd. That's not Judd.
But it is this kind of, like, teacher's pet who runs out of the classroom. Like, you guys, check it out. We're going to start now.
Hold on a sec. We skipped over an entire scene.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But yeah, also, when Jay was wearing a Flyers jersey or sweater, but Spence was wearing a Henley, which is the shirt of the season.
There are a lot of Henleys, yeah. That's his favorite shirt. Huh? Wasn't this his favorite shirt, a Henley? Okay, what scene do you think we skipped, Richard?
Ray and Tony Trucks chatting at the fire, talking about his CID meeting.
Mm.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Again, like, he's, like, brooding on his guilt and not being held accountable, seemingly.
And that's when he says he's going to tell Jay.
Yeah, but what about fuck telling Jay? Like, he should report and not deploy, right? Obviously. Isn't that obvious? So the show's schizophrenic.
He should report, but not necessarily not deploy.
Well,
so,
leave it up to command. Yeah, right?
he did report it. Everything's fine now. Like
he reported to CID, not his command.
He's got to report to Jay, and he says that at the end of the scene.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
No.
Do
you know what was weird with the Jay and Draper scene? When Jay walks up to her and says, "I was worried about you," and she's like, "You didn't even know I was missing." And he's like, "Yeah, but I was still worried.
You know, I was pretty worried about you before."
"You didn't even know I was missing.
Still would have been worried about you."
"Thank you."
What? Weird. I didn't see that. Oh, yeah. I didn't hear that.
Yeah. And then she said I was worried about
what
myself,
does that mean?
Too.
Maybe he's worried about
they're
going to
fuck
because
Amy's out of the picture now. She's a crooked bitch and he's going to get in with Draper. Finally.
Yeah, maybe.
And Jay seemingly doesn't have any kids or wife or anything anymore.
The next episode directed by Jay is going to just have, like, it's going to be like 30 minutes of him fucking Draper.
He's not the writer, too, though. Okay, I like it when they're planning this, like, ground, so when the drone can't go because of the bus of kids or whatever, they, like, let's do a ground attack, which is obviously a bad idea, it's obviously a trap, and then they learn that the main baddie that they're going after often uses surrogates, and Jay's like, surrogates? You mean doubles?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No, but I don't catch that line. What is the official definition of surrogate?
Like a replacement.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean double.
Like a body double or any stand-in. Like a surrogate mother is instead of you, you get someone else.
Yeah, but they don't look the
same,
necessarily.
But
it's doubling in your role.
Like...
Yeah, but later we find out that he's actually using visual doubles.
Yeah. It's the same, like...
It's not the same thing. One has more, like, a double has more than just, is more than just a surrogate. It's a surrogate that looks the same.
Right. Maybe a double is a subset of a surrogate.
Surrogate is a subset of double.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah. I think it matters greatly. I think we should discuss this for the next 15 minutes.
I just feel like Jay had to clarify.
Because if surrogates were also doubles, then the only surrogate mothers would be twins.
That's what I'm saying. A double is a subset of the surrogate, not the surrogate's not a double.
Other way. I think subset means there's less information.
No, a subset means it's more specific.
Yeah, less information.
Like,
double is broader.
All doubles are surrogates, but not all surrogates are doubles.
All doubles are not necessarily surrogates.
They're standing in for something else. Yes. Whereas all surrogates are not doubles.
Just 12 more minutes.
Okay. Moving on. So, this is the part where Sunny has a funny line.
Oh,
here we go.
So
we've been waiting for this.
The school bus was there. And Sunny's like, so there, Jay says, well, we could go in as SEAL team because the drone couldn't bomb, right? And Sonny says, well, we, like, take the bus in like those kids.
So what are we gonna do? Take the bus in like those kids did?
And he just, like, says it all nonchalantly. And nobody acknowledges it, which makes it even more funny.
I didn't acknowledge it.
What a joker.
Yeah, what a character.
Okay. I mean, okay. Now we get, like, the most dramatic helicopter.
Yes.
So oh, that many was shots fucking of so good.
Oh, when they're coming up
just
in the helicopter.
The going into the helicopter, flying to the scene. Like, I was like, I thought it was the end of the show and that it was going to pick up next time, because it just seemed like this is like a big helicopter scene.
This is why they hired Larry Tung for the last episode, because he's good with helicopter scenes.
Did,
I don't think that's so much a helicopter scene as it was a tarmac scene.
Well,
they were flying along that road in California for a while.
Were they? That's on one of the X film, though.
No, so when they're flying in, they're doing like tons of helicopter shots, and there's this one shot where they're like flying through the mountains, but they have so much room they don't need to be maneuvering, like they don't need to be doing these maneuvers.
Oh, they do that,
but they're doing it anyway.
They would do that anyway for like being evasive for like ground to air stuff.
Yeah, but
like you would always just fly like that.
You'd fly super low and super fast and very, like, banky, yeah. Because they have RPGs and they want to, like, there could be a guy on the ground, and as you're flying over, if you're going straight and easy, then he can track you and, like, pick you off, but if you're being erratic, then he can't do that.
To me, it seems like the...
No, that's how they fly in Vietnam.
Well, to me, it seems like... We have, like, it's not Vietnam, this is modern warfare, so they have, like, satellite imagery of everything that's going on. Like, they wouldn't need to be doing that. They know that that area is clear that they're flying through.
No, they wouldn't. They're flying into the Taliban stronghold. That's what they just said.
They have, like, drone footage and everything. I don't know, it just seemed totally unnecessary.
Then they get into the town, and it's, like, urban warfare. There's a big shootout. They kill all the locals. None of the SEALs get hurt.
Whoa. They wave off the kids and the teachers, and a lot of people are just like, don't shoot. They don't kill all the locals.
Anyone with a gun, they obviously...
Well, obviously, you kill hostiles.
Okay,
but no, all the gunmen get killed very efficiently.
Not very efficiently. I disagree with the very efficiently. And also, before they killed the gunmen, mm-hmm. when they're picking the lock and Draper's watching them, they're like, oh, there's some guys that will be here soon. And they keep picking the lock, and they pick the lock, and all of a sudden the guys are like, right at the door. They're right at the door, and as they open the door, the bad guys grab his gun and pull him, and he's like, what the fuck? And he just pull out his sidearm and shoot him, and Draper doesn't tell him anything about that. She's not like, they're right outside the door. What's that?
And when they pull out the sidearm, it's like an auto. I guess he's got an auto pistol. It's like...
No, but like, why wouldn't she tell them that, like, oh, he's actually just outside the door. As you're about to breach through the door, she can see that there's two guys just, like, waiting for them. She doesn't tell them.
Yeah.
You don't get the grabbing of the gun, then. It's not
good. Like, it's insane. And then they go in and they have the gunfight, and guess who they leave last to kill? The guy in the giant machine gun on the back of the truck. They kill everyone.
Yeah, but he never started firing. They knew he was just fumbling around with the trigger. He couldn't get to it. He's like, oh, look at all these freaking big machines. I don't know.
How do you use this thing? I don't know.
So there's a bunch of surrogates.
I really like that Jay is just like, let's talk. Let's get to work. And then they go and kill everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And then they find the big baddie. And...
Oh, wait. Before
they do a lot of squirting. They say a lot of squirting. So many squirters. All squirting all over the place. Oh.
Bravo 1, be aware. You've got three squirters at the back door. One of them could be Nori.
I got two squirters heading north. I got two more squirters.
Doc's Bravo 1. Negative ID on the squirters.
This is Bravo 2. We've got two squirters pinned down.
Before they find the big baddie, Jay makes a really hilarious try-hard face while he's shooting a guy. Like, you know, like the biting the lip thing?
Okay, you know what? Again, Jay is shooting like a fucking cowboy in this.
Yeah,
everyone else has their gun up and they're looking through their sights and he's like, beep, 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 beep.
He's just so good, you know? He doesn't have to aim.
He aims with the heart. So did you guys notice the call signs or the code words for each uh, P piece of the mission?
I'm glad that Afghan general hit me to the code words.
Mm-hmm. So what was the theme?
I didn't get the theme. I just noticed that they were using code words.
Cars.
Cars. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, it started with Firebird, and then it went to Camaro when they got the dude. And then when they were leaving, they're like, El Dorado.
Firebirds is a great Nicolas Cage movie. El Dorado is a great old Western movie. Pretty sure there's a movie named Camaro. Maybe Sonny wrote these.
Okay.
Maybe they're so all then... Patrick Swayze movies? No, wait. Was Patrick Swayze in Firebirds? No, he wasn't.
No, I don't think so. He teaches Cage how to fly.
Okay.
So they get the guy that they came after. He says that he wants them all turned black dust. And then he's like, how did you find me? And then he sees his photo that his brother had, I guess, access to. And he knows that it's his brother.
Right.
Yeah.
It is so obvious, again, that he is not the main guy that they should be going after.
And he's just the enemy of my enemy.
Thing is a freaking setup.
For the next two episodes, and I think
for the SEAL team to get fucking killed.
Yeah, well, I think so. Like they take off and they get shot down because they're not maneuvering hard enough, and an RPG hits them because they're flying way too high.
But didn't they say it was locked on?
It was a missile. Yeah,
yeah.
But like, if you fly low and fast, you can conquer that shit away for sure. Yeah.
And so, what did they shoot out at the end? What was like? They shot out a bunch of chaff from the helicopter.
Isn't that?
Is
that anti-missile stuff, though? It's like,
so that the missile hits the chaff and blows up instead of hitting the helicopter and blowing up.
Yeah, it puts a heat signature out that's supposed to be hotter than the engine.
Mm.
So, did anybody else think that the shootout with the guys on the ground and the helicopters went on for, like, a really long time?
Yeah.
And then the helicopter started flying towards the guys with the guns. I'm like, what are you doing? Get out of there!
Yeah.
Boring!
And also, it took them so long to start shooting at the guys.
Yeah.
Like, they're sitting on the helicopter and they're not shooting at them. I'm like, all right, anytime, guys.
Yeah, okay.
I think the whole, from the start of the very first helicopter scene, everything was very long and dramatic and, like...
I would disagree with dramatic.
It was a great ending, though. I loved all the shooting.
Yeah.
It was just like...
They're like tumbling around.
And then when they're in the air, and then Jay and the old guy fuck for a little bit, for like maybe like 5 seconds.
Oh, and he kept like kicking him in the balls. He's like, tell me about Cutter! Boom! Kicks him in the balls. Tell me about Cutter! Boom! In the balls. Oh, rough. Yeah. Poor guy. But he was pretty calm and able to communicate with Jay, even though he got kneed in the balls all the time.
Yeah, probably gets kneed in the balls all the time.
Yeah. And... Jay's dead, I guess.
Jay's not dead.
No, they can land that helicopter.
Oh, yeah, they're gonna crash. And I think the story is going to be, like, Jay crashes, and they're going to have to get out, and Ray's going to have to come in and give him a shoulder out. Like, he's going to have to carry him over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Wait.
So one thing that happened was Ray goes in and talks to the CID guy. And CID guy says, Ray, he calls him, like, Super Chief, whatever he calls. So I guess Ray is
Master
just
Chief.
One step away from being Master Chief.
Yeah.
And so when Jay dies, Ray gets all that money.
Oh.
Ray gets all the command. So
that
Ray's like,
was more upset than
that's
Ray.
Why Ray didn't start shooting first. Because Ray was just holding back. He's like, oh, Jay's going to die, and I'm going to get my money. Because Ray's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he loves those lamps.
Yeah.
He needs a trampoline.
And he's going to get the truck he's probably on the wheel for the big truck.
He's probably going to get Jay's big black truck.
Yeah.
He's going to go up to his family. He's like, you know, Jay's didn't write in his will, but he told me he wants me to have this truck.
He slept on my couch for a while. That's worth a lot.
Okay, we're leading into, who is this out of SEAL?
You were just trying to help us.
No, actually, I wanted to address something. So who was on the helicopter with Jay? Like, so were they all just a bunch of no-name SEALs?
There were a bunch of no names in this episode.
Yeah, I think all the other guys are on the other.
It's just Jay and the what's it?
And a new romantic interest. Okay. So it's not gonna be Amy. It's gonna be this old guy. Okay. First, he had intimate contact with his testicles. Then they eye fucked, and now they have a romantic campout.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
They're gonna have a nice time.
All right.
Alright, yeah, status sealed.
You were just trying to help, but I was kind of being a dick then. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Right, that was the problem, right? Problem was, I was never here.
I got so drunk, I peed myself.
Status sealed. Richard, who do you feel was the status seal?
I'm gonna say the status seal was Mandy. Because she was all shaken up by her kidnapping. Mm-hmm. And
not only
that, she's going to have some PTSD from it, I think.
Yeah, but also Paul kind of put her in her place.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he called her, like, a big old liar.
A liar.
Yeah.
Liar, and also, like, he's like, you fucked me, and now I'm going to, like, not give a shit about writing this story.
Yep.
You fucked up.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she's like, what?
Yeah, but she was definitely moping around a lot this episode.
Yeah, yeah, whimpering.
Yeah.
Not enough coffee.
No.
No coffee can cure that sadness.
Who's your saddest seal, Matic?
Yeah, let me think about this for a second. I don't know. All
right.
Yeah, give someone else a go. I haven't thought about it.
Margaret? No. Margaret, who's your saddest seal?
Oh, I don't know. I think I'm... They're all such... Just sad sacks of shit, aren't they? I'm just gonna go with, I'm just gonna go with Ray, cause, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't get to have his,
Because we weren't called out with not being able to say Ray this time. I think that Spence is the saddest seal.
Oh, yeah, Spence is also doing pretty sad.
He's pretty sad about his lady.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And I'm counterparting your Spence with the Trucks. Oh. I think Trucks was sadder. They have more time of her being concerned about Cro-Mag not returning her shit.
Yeah.
And then later, like...
She's actually concerned about him as opposed to just thinking that he's fucking someone else.
Right, yeah, Spence is contemptuous, and she's, like, loving.
Yeah.
And she's being betrayed, maybe. She's actually maybe being betrayed.
Well, I think Spence is being betrayed, too, like...
No, I think Spence is an insecure little bitch. Yeah. Maybe that's his character.
I don't know. What's her face? What is the name of his lady friend?
No
Stella.
Idea.
Stella!
Stella. Stella's not being, not communicating well with him. She's just...
I think she's being
horrible to him, and I think Spence is trying, and she's, like, not having it.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a messy thing.
Very messy.
But they also had a bit of messy shit.
What I would like to see is his return vid messages, because that would be telling. If they're very loving and but if he's behaving the same way, then maybe he's driving this thing.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're not going to be there when I land. Fuck you.
Click. What was the name of her prof? It was some
Robert
Silver Fox.
Gregory,
Robert,
right? Like,
yeah, some average name.
Gordon.
Lame. No one likes a Gordon.
Would a Gordon be attractive?
No, no one likes Tiffany, and no one likes Craig. What are the two names that are unlikable? Cro-Mag's fucking a Tiffany, and Stella's fucking a. I think it was
Gordon.
Craig.
No, it's a Gordon.
Gordon. Oh, yeah, right. So that's not the guy's actual name. That's the play name. What? I see.
I'm confused. Anyway.
No.
Just two episodes, they decided that, what are the two worst names in the English language?
Well.
Wasn't Stacy or Chad. Weird.
It was Chad.
Becky and Chad.
It was Tiffany and Chad. It was Tiffany and Chad. It was like, ugh, Chad. they mused that his name must be Chad. It's like, oh my god, she's cheating with a Chad.
That was a Gordon.
His actual name might be Gordon, but I think they were saying that
she was like, he would never. You don't have anything to worry about. His name's Gordon.
Okay.
And your name is Clay. And that's that.
Mm-hmm.
Clay. I think it's Carl.
And I'd just like to mention further back in the episode when Ray is talking to Tony Trucks and about the CID meeting, and he's just like, yeah, closure, right? And then later on, he's like, closure. And all I was thinking about was Tandy in Last Man singing, closure, 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 closure.